Good afternoon. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Governor Andrew Cuomo is in Puerto Rico with a delegation of top state officials to develop a partnership with the U.S. territory and help it emerge from a deepening economic crisis. He pledged today that New York officials will share their expertise in areas including economic development and health care. Cuomo spoke at a public roundtable that featured Puerto Rico's governor as well as New York's attorney general, its comptroller, and its secretary of state, among others. Officials said they would bring a team of New York Department of Health experts to Puerto Rico, as well as press the U.S. Congress to allow Puerto Rico access to Chapter 9 bankruptcy. Puerto Rico is in a nine-year economic slump. It's struggling with $72 billion of public debt. Cuomo has received criticism for campaign contributions from the very same hedge fund billionaires who are creating havoc with the Puerto Rican financial system. Although no amount of money can make up for the wrongful death of a civilian at the hands of police, the family of Freddie Gray reached a tentative $6.4 million wrongful death settlement with the city of Baltimore. Gray died after being critically injured while in police custody. This resolves civil claims about a week after the first hearing in the criminal case against six police officers who faced criminal charges in Freddie Gray's death. Gray, who was black, was critically injured April 12th in the back of a prisoner transport van after he was arrested. His death sparked protests, rioting, and unrest that shook Baltimore for days. The settlement still needs the approval of a board that oversees city spending. That board meets Wednesday. All six officers are charged with second-degree assault, misconduct in office, and reckless endangerment. Three officers also face a manslaughter charge. One officer, Cesar Goodson, faces the most serious charge of all, second-degree depraved heart murder. Meanwhile, a federal wrongful death suit by Michael Brown's parents over his fatal shooting by a Ferguson police officer won't be going to trial for at least another year. A federal judge in St. Louis has scheduled an October 2016 trial in the case of Michael Brown Sr. and Leslie McSpadden against the city of Ferguson, its former police chief, and the white ex-officer Darren Wilson, who killed 18-year-old Mike Brown. Brown's August 2014 death during a confrontation with Wilson led to sometimes violent protests in Ferguson and other U.S. cities, including New York. It spawned a national Black Lives Matter movement that seeks changes in how police deal with minorities. An attorney for Ferguson and other defendants has asked for the lawsuit to be thrown out. Here in New York, the CCRB, the Civilian Complaint Review Board, the agency charged with investigating police misconduct complaints, shows that more allegations of police complaints are being substantiated. In the first 6 months of 2015, the CCRB substantiated 237 complaints against 354 officers. That's up from 133 complaints against 187 officers last year. And from October 2014 through June 2015, investigators also substantiated 12 police chokehold cases. While overall complaints are down, the report finds that about 1,800 officers of the 35,000-member police force are behind 80% of force complaints. The report concludes that cell phone videos help investigators back up complaints. The New York Times reports that although the NYPD amended its patrol guide in 2012 to require respectful treatment of transgender people, officers are regularly flouting the new rules. Some activists and elected officials are calling on the department's inspector general to audit adherence to the reforms. We're hearing the same sorts of things today we heard 5 years ago, according to Sharon Staple, the executive director of New York City Anti-Violence Project. It's an advocacy group for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. She says trans people are still targeted and harassed by the police for being trans. In other news, while the GOP frontrunner, and you know who that is, rallies at the Capitol to oppose the Iran deal, three more Democratic senators have announced that they back the deal. Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, Gary Peters of Michigan, and Ron Wyden of Oregon. This gives the White House additional assurance it can sustain a presidential veto of any legislation that comes up to oppose the deal. And Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein launches her campaign's national student organization, Young Greens Rising, tonight at 8 p.m. This is with a live stream broadcast. You can tune in to jill2016.com/video. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.